You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria, 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe, 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood, 100.1 FM, Lake Charles, and KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
See that God is dependable. For it states, therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters roam and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling, though the world or earth is removed or destroyed. Today, we are seeing an increasing tension all over the world. I have never seen in my life the world waiting to get the results of an American election. But look at it today. All over the world, they were waiting to hear the outcome of an election. People now were counting polls, and people were banging on walls trying to get the results and saying, where's my count? Where's my vote?
Yeah.
But I'm glad that it's over.
Yes,
that all that we have endured for almost 4 years is coming to an end. My brothers and sisters, in spite of all of it, and all of the things that we have endured, and all of the things that we have gone through, God is still with us. Coronavirus. God is with us even in this coronavirus. It doesn't matter. I spoke with my physician on this past week, and I asked him, how much longer will this last? He said, probably until 2021. He said that we will probably get a vaccine sometime in the middle of this year, about summer. He said, some will take it, some will not take it. He said, but until we can get it, we will always have to continue to take this vaccine until we get it under somewhat control.
Yes, sir.
But even in the midst of this virus, God is. God is with us. This unusual, this abnormal, this chaotic, this destructive things that we have gone through will be moved. Because God is with us. The psalmist says, though the oceans roam, in verses 2 and 3, we've been hit by Laura, Delta, and Ada. We have run out of regular names, and now we've gone into the Greek alphabet. But can I share with you, God is with us. He will provide for us. Then we see, it tells us that the paradise of God in verses 4 and 5 of the psalmist. He said, there is a river whose stream shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just as he break at the break of dawn. The psalmist described a perfect harmony of the city of God. Perfect harmony of the city of God. It river brings joy. In 46 and 4, Revelation 22 and 1 states, and he showed me a river. A river of water, of life, bright as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and the Lamb. John said, this river is a place of gathering, of assembling in cheerfulness and prosperity. Antioch, we don't know all the things that God has in store for the believers. One of the things that I have discovered in this 46th Psalm, it is prophetic. God has a city with a, it is a holy city. His headquarters we will see its name, and this river shall contribute to the spiritual quality of gladness to the welfare of his people. No more crying, no more dying, no more heartache, no more heartbreak.
Yeah, yeah.
The psalmist speaks of God's home. God's home is eternal. The city cannot be destroyed. God houses an eternal house, and you can't destroy things that are eternal. They go on and on and on. It will never end. My brothers and sisters, the eternal thing can't perish. Because God created things to be with him forever, and those things that are not with him will eternally be separated from him forever. Eternal things. You know, some have said that when my life is over, that's it. I've lived a good life. I've done all that I can do. Yeah, in a physical life.
Yeah.
But what about the spiritual life? What about the life after this life? The life that the Lord is preparing for each and every one of us. Jesus said concerning his house that was eternal and is eternal. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Whether I go, ye know. And the way ye know. Thomas, doubts, Lord, we don't know where you're going. And how can we know the way? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Truth and life is in Jesus Christ. Truth and life is in him and in his word. He speaks it, he lives it, and he is it. This house will last forever, and this city or heaven will never be destroyed. There will come a day when the Lord will return for his people. He is coming. I don't care what they say, but the Lord is coming back just the way he went away. So in the midst of whatever you are feeling today, God's promises are revealed in this message. He promised to be our refuge, our strength, and our help. And if there was ever a time in the history of the world that we need help from the Lord, it is now. When we think about the trials and the tribulation, when we think about the onsets that are occurring, we need help from the Lord. When we think about the diseases that are perpetrating itself all over the land, we need help from the Lord. When we hear wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes in diverse places, we need help from the Lord. When we think about hurricanes that are coming and hurricanes that have already been here, we need help from the Lord. When we see fires in California and all over the land, we need help from the Lord. When we see earthquakes in Italy and all other places, we still need help from the Lord. When we see wars and rumors of wars, and we see all of these things happening, we need help from the Lord. The Lord is our help. He is our refuge as well as our strength. And when we think about what the Lord is doing in our life, we can rejoice that the Lord is still with us. I don't know about you. As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. The Lord woke you up this morning. The Lord clothed you in your right mind. He gave you life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Lord is bringing us into a unique position with him. Is there anybody in the house who knows that you know that you've been saved? Is there anybody in the house who's been bought with a price? Is there anybody in the house who fell on your knees and said, Lord, I'm a sinner. Save me from my sins. And the Lord came into your life. They say the power of the Holy Spirit has power. And if you have not experienced this power, you don't have to speak in tongues to receive this power. But something in you has to change. And when your life is changed, men can see just who you are. For you are not your own. You belong to the Lord, our God and our King. God is. He is here today. The Lord is. He is all that we will need in the future. The Lord is. My water when I am thirsty. My food when I am hungry. My shelter in a time of storm. The Lord is. The Alpha as well as the Omega. The first as well as the last. God is my all in all. God is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is the bright and morning star. The Lord is. He is peace. He is joy. He is all that we need. The Lord is my banner. Jehovah Nissi, he goes before me in every battle in my life. God is fighting for you and I every step of the way. When the enemy comes to take us out, all we have to say is God is. He is with me and the enemy can't stand the power of the Lord God Almighty. I don't know about you, but God is in his house. For he said, this house belongs to me. And when we can see his presence, when we can feel him in our heart, we can know that soon and very soon we're going to see the King. I don't worry about what's going on in this life, for I know who holds tomorrow in the palm of his hand. And when you have said, Lord, forgive me of my sin. When you have said, Lord, I'm a sinner. I receive you as Lord of my life. The Lord looks at you and he remembers what his son has done for us. He looks at Calvary cross and the blood that was shed, and he sees his son dying when the son said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And when the father sees the completed work of Jesus, he now counts that for you and me. Pastor, my story is bad, but there's not a person in this house whose story is not bad in the house. And the reason I can say that is because the only one who has a clean record is our Lord. But I thank God for the plan of salvation. And I have shared with you that plan was a mystery. And if the enemy had only known what Christ was about to do when he took him to Calvary, he never would have crucified him. But because he crucified him, a price was paid. A burden was lifted. And when Christ died, salvation was granted to those who believe. Now there will be some who will not believe. But to those who do believe, your salvation is granted. And we glorify him and we thank him.